We smile because the world needs us to smile. The world needs us to bring forward the warm-heartedness and the understanding that each of us has of greater truth. Doesn't matter how much we go in and out of it through our day, but we have a sense of it. And that makes us smile. That makes us lift our eyes to the sky or smile at a bird or smile at ourselves, you know, over our own silliness, over our own confusions, over our own causes and conditions that we create for ourselves. But we do have the capacity to smile because we understand we do that to ourselves. So let us smile genuinely with tears in our eyes of compassion for ourselves and for all beings, because the world needs that. Let us, with red ah in our minds and at our throat centers, take stock of our passions. Take stock of our desires, our wants, our clingings, our cravings. Those that seem so happy, so delightful, so exciting, that magnetize us and attract us and entice us. And so many of them just seem so right, we wouldn't give them up for anything. And so we don't. But their source is passion. And passion is fickle. So let us smile with understanding that. Let us smile with understanding ourselves. Genuinely smile. And let it be so genuine, it does bring tears to each of our eyes. Because we are deluded beings if we think that's a good thing. That our passions and our all the trip-ups that go with it. We are deluded beings if we think that's all right. So we can smile with that. We really can. Smile with the compassion of a mother or father who loves their child. So precious. Because we've understood. Let us smile with the benevolent, compassionate wisdom of our inner nature that looks upon these activities, these thoughts, these desires, these avoidances that all of us have, and just smiles at them because, they're not real, but we make them so real. And that's what's going on in the world. That's what's going on in America. But in the whole world, it's going on. And so the throat center gets quite engaged, you know, we say words. We write emails. We do all kinds of things. I speak like I am right now. throat center. And I'm speaking like I am right now because of my passion, because I care for the world, for you. And so I have tears in my eyes, and I hope you do too. And so let us settle into these truths of being, these truths of our right now, the being that we are expressing right now, that it is passion driven, all kinds of, you know, the variations on that theme, but it's passion driven. That's being human. We can't escape that. We can transform it. We can transform lower passions into more refined. We can transform clinging, craving into compassion, as an example, or loving kindness. We can transform how our passion about something might make us intolerant of somebody else or something else. We can transform that. Passion is human. It goes with the incarnation. So let us settle, actually. You know, take a seat in this awareness, this wisdom and compassion that doesn't deny, that doesn't push away truth, that boldly, fearlessly looks in the mirror and smile again. Because there lies the power of transformation. To boldly, fearlessly acknowledge and smile one more time in the absolute trust and confidence, unmistaken and unquestioned, that if I am faithful with the truth, with myself, whatever that means for each of us, whatever measure of that each of us wants to be truthful with and faithful with, have confidence, smile in our hearts, that because we have that boldness, it engenders the same in all human beings. We are one. And in the same way, our not being bold keeps going the same old within all of humanity. It's very simple. And now take it inside. complete the cycle you're in and rest the mind, rest emotions, rest in, clear awareness. Take a long, so deep breath, breathing with the world. Be true with yourselves. The world needs that. And smile a lot. The world needs that. Love you all. Create your day.